Ready?
All right, sir.
First man, second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, tenth man. Did you?
Exactly where the setting was. I'd like to ask you a couple questions first. I passed patches of very light brown, almost a white.
Mm-hmm.
Now, then I also passed this limestone or lime plant. Is that the same thing? Is that a lime kind of?
Well, the proper name for that stuff is chalk. It's the same material as on the White Cliffs of Dover over in England.
Oh,
it's chalk. It's not what we call limestone. It's the chalk formation.
So if people talk about white dirt...
Well, in many places, you see, we're sitting on 300 feet of that chalk formation. This was the bottom of the ocean at one time. It's been in and out of water three times in its geological history. The Upper Cretaceous geological period is what we're in. And there's 300 feet of that stuff. We're sitting on it right now. And it was formed at the rate of 1 inch every 100 years. So you can figure how long we're underwater here.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all kind of sea animals and sea material, oyster shells, shrimp, all ossified, of course. I have a collection down at a museum I'll show you. Picked up right here. And as I say, the Gulf of Mexico fauna went to St. Louis, as far north as St. Louis. And this country's been in and out of water three times in its geological history.
What does that do to the farming?
A lot of the land needs lime, and a lot of it don't. A lot of it's got it already. That's why you see these big lime plants here. They dig this stuff and process it, and they sell it to farmers who don't have lime in their soil. You see, you've got to have lime in your soil to sweeten it.
Now, which is the post oak? Is that the post oak land?
That's just kind of a clay land. Of course, that's mostly west of the railroad. All over this side, mostly is black land.
So this chalk really is a monster, kind of outcropping.
Yeah, it sometimes gets close to the surface. Sometimes it's a good ways down. But a lot of times it's right on the surface. You'll see just a skim of dirt.
Mm-hmm. And can you grow anything in it?
Well, if there's enough soil there, if they get enough soil, it's good for grass. You notice on the way from here to Brooksville, you notice all these grasslands on your right coming down?
Yes,
that's good pasture land. It makes good pasture land. Of course, they fertilize it. They fertilize by planes, liquid fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you got enough soil on it, of course, it's under all this soil for that matter, but some of it is a good ways down.
Mm-hmm.
Out here at these mine plants, they do, it's just strip mining all it is. See, they push the surface dirt off and then they got 300 feet under there, inexhaustible supply.
And then the soil that's on top of it now, that's in the black belt, that would be the gumbo.
That's the gumbo, and it's very deep soil. See, the chalk is a good ways down in some of it, and this out here especially, it's very deep.
I see. And a second question: I've seen some people around town here in Macon and Brooksville and in Columbus who appear to be Mennonites or
right.
Amish people. Is there a settlement?
Oh yeah, they're pouring in here. Oh yeah, they get a lot of Mennonites coming in.
Well, that's an interesting and surprising fact to me. Where do they come from?
They come from the north, Wisconsin, Indiana. Some of them as far away as the northern tier of states. They're all flocking down here, and they're all good farmers. And they buy this land. They're very close-knit people. They don't mingle much. They don't vote. They don't take any part in civic affairs,
why? I'm familiar with the Amish settlements in Pennsylvania and